Shannon?
Let me give you one more.
Which email is the best one to send to you?
ONCA 1688.
Huh?
Arrow sharp is fine.
Okay, 1688.
1688, 915.
I'd like to call us back into session at this time and continue on with our discussion to the motion. You have in hand the documents that were prepared in recess for your review. Again, discussion to the motion. Congresswoman Edwards and then Congresswoman Hartwell.
So, Mr. Speaker, I would just ask that we include the documentation that is now in the number, the items that I requested pursuant to this written document. Mr. Gill is concerned that maybe I read a number incorrectly, so I just want to make sure that we utilize this. Okay. All right.
We have that correction, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm glad we have these in front of I just have two questions about item 7 and item number 8 on this request, this subpoena. Could you clarify to me what that is?
Well, in the summer, following our induction, we had a meeting, and at that time I was asking about the process for the scholarships other than the higher ed general scholarship, how the scholarships were awarded. And there's about four or five other scholarships listed in the Mary Wheeler. One of them is Mary Wheeler. There's a number of others. And at that time, in a conversation with the chief of staff, the director of operations, and the scholarship, I don't know what his title is, it came to pass that in the past, the education task force was selecting recipients of the other scholarships. But we dissolved the education task force has been dissolved by the chief. So I said, well, is there some criteria or process? And they said, not that they knew of. So I'm actually looking to see if we have criteria and process for the other scholarships. And that will help me know, it'll help everyone know how the game is played.
Thank you. I was looking at the treasurer's document. It wasn't making any sense to be in the education department. Thank you. That was a good explanation on 7, and that helped me there. But I was wrong for asking those questions. Thank you. Sorry.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So I have had a question. Do we need to go to this level of formality in getting these requests? And I answered that I have put it in writing before, and I will refer you to a email sent August 9, 2016 from myself to the chief where I say, and I quote, I know the Congress cannot collect data, track trends, and forecast when the entities within the divisions change every month. From what I understand, by the way, the Treasury has been operating since March, the whole executive branch expenditure process violates current Osage law. Because I and other members don't think you should be directing employees to potentially violate the law, and somehow I know you believe the law doesn't apply, I'm going to again suggest we let the Supreme Court sort this out. The nation has been wasting hundreds of thousands of dollars on a branch charged with passing laws that are being ignored. The courts are the proper place to judge. As expressed earlier, as chair, I cannot understand what funding is being requested for FY17 in the way of increased, different level funding in the education division. I cannot identify who is the emerited employee leader of that division and not determine the amount of proposed salary increases. I hear there's new initiatives being undertaken without funding authorization or appropriation. Case in point is a building I understand has been purchased to house some education program. Our committee has not been apprised of that, nor presented a request for funding, and no one can identify the source of the funds. Can you please authorize a meeting with a merited person who oversees the education department and the director of operations, as well as the comptroller, to sort through this through and answer questions? I've asked for some charts, which I believe Ms. Prather was going to obtain. However, I think she is a contractor, and I would prefer to receive them from an employee who is the accountable head of the education division. So since at least August 9th, I've been reaching out, explaining what is at least my position on this, and asking for information and meetings. I have some other emails subsequent to that, but I just want to express to you that I do think that there are a lot of ways that we could go about getting this information. As of yet, I have not been able to figure out what that way is besides, so now I'm going to try this.
Ms. Edwards, I need to ask, are there any other members of Congress that have been copying these emails?
That one, let's see. Cubby responded.
I wasn't really asking names, but
sorry.
Just make sure.
Yes, there's other people that have these emails.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. The yeses have it. Congresswoman Edwards.
Did you take my piece of paper that I have my motion on it?
I did.
I move to issue a subpoena for Samuel Alexander, treasurer of the Osage Nation, to appear to give testimony at a committee meeting set by the Chair of Education, and for the production of the following documents to the clerk of the Osage Nation Congress pursuant to Osage law. Number one, documents showing the September 30th, 2016 salary for each position within the Education Division, current salary for that position, and proposed FY17 salary for each position. Two, documents showing the number of positions, if any, which received a base increase in FY2016. Three, documents showing the number of positions added in FY16 with position title for the Education Division. Four, documents showing the number of positions eliminated in FY16 in the Education Division with position title. Five, documents showing the number of positions proposed to be added in FY17 to the Education Division with position title. Six, documents showing the number of positions proposed to be eliminated in FY17 in the Education Division with position title. Seven, documents showing the cost of administrative fees attributable to the Education Division employee medical and retirement payments. Eight, documents showing the cost of medical insurance if the Congress elects not to appropriate additional funds for a different insurance plan. Nine, documents showing deficit and funding under the new insurance plan for the Education Division, if any, should the nation operate on a continuing appropriation which will not include additional funds for medical insurance. 10, the broker agreement with any broker currently administering employee benefits. 11, documents identifying the accounting program line and amounts of all funds utilized to operate the Pawhuska Waya from October 1st, 2016 to the 2nd. 12, monthly financials for the following. A, college entrance testing assistance. B, nationwide Sylvan Learning Center voucher. C, Osage County Certified Tutor Voucher Program. D, Youth Council Leadership Program. E, Summer Youth Osage Nation Employment. F, Stolen Accommodation Awards. G, Career Technology Financial Assistance. 13, documentation of any kind relating to the Skytook Wheeler facility, including any contract, lease, emails, letters to clients of the daycare, interoffice correspondence, and or written directives to shift funds from wages in the Wheeler account to purchase, lease a building in Skytook.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Supernov. Discussion, Mr. Supernov.
But you read different than what is on my document.
I made it clear that it's the education division. I think that's all that I read different.
Well, items 2 through 7 had additional verbiage, I think. Was it just implied, or did you mean to?
No, I'll fix them. I meant to read what I read. And I meant what I said. The questions relate to the education division.
Any other discussion to the motion, Congresswoman Pratt and then Congresswoman Evans?
Can you help me understand number 15? And if that date is correct, and if so, what are you asking? October 1st, 2016, the date? I'm not understanding that.
Number 11?
15.
Are you looking at Sam Alexander?
No, I'm sorry, I went back to...
To date meaning to this date.
Okay, yes, it would be number 11 on...
October 13th, 2016, to date, meaning current.
To operate.
The 16 might possibly be wrong there.
I'm
sorry.
You're right. We're talking about from last year, anything that's happened.
All right, I'll amend that to October 1st, 2015, thank you.
Okay, but it also appears in both of them.
Okay.
Both subpoenas, so...
Well, that's an error, I'll correct that. 1 o'clock was the earliest one.
Ms. Pratt was next, and then I'll come back to Ms. Evans.
No, I'm sorry, that's all I was saying, is that the same date appears on all three, so you need to correct it to 2015 on all of them.
Congresswoman Edwards.
So some of these overlap with the request to marry Wildcat, and some of them will overlap with the request that I'm going to read to the HR director. And I think you heard ample example from Congresswoman Pratt yesterday that I don't really know who has this information, so I'm spreading it out to see who might have it. I will include in the subpoena, I mean, if they don't have it, that's legitimate for them to come in and say, I don't have the information you see. If they don't have it, they can't produce it. But somebody should have it. It has everything to do with how our government operates. So I'm assuming that someone has this information. Just don't know who it is.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Those opposed say no. The yeses have it. Congresswoman Evans.
Move to issue a subpoena to Scott Johnson to appear to give testimony at a committee meeting set by the Chair of Education and for the production of the following documents to the clerk of the Osage Nation Congress pursuant to Osage law. 1, document showing the September 30th, 2016 salary for each position within the Education Division, current salary for that position, and proposed FY17 salary for each position. Document showing the number of positions in the Education Division. I'm adding that, Cuggy. If any, which received a base increase in FY2016. Document showing the number of positions in the Education Division added in 2016 with position title. 4, document showing the number of positions eliminated in the Education Division in FY2016 with position title. 5, document showing the number of positions in the Education Division proposed to be added in FY17 with position title. 6, document showing the number of positions in the Education Division proposed to be eliminated in FY2017 with position title. 7, document showing the number of employees by percentage in the division that received merit bonuses and the merit and the percentage received. 8, document showing the cost of administrative fees attributable to division employee medical and retirement payments. 9, document showing the cost for medical insurance for employees of the division if the Congress elects not to appropriate additional funds for a different insurance plan, or the nation operates on a continuing appropriation which will not include additional funds for insurance. 10, document stating the reason the principal chief changed medical insurance providers, and any document in your position indicating the cost to the nation versus the existing insurance plan. 11, broker agreement with any broker currently administering employee benefits. 12, copies of all proposals in response to any RFP soliciting health insurance brokers in the last 15 months. 13, documents evidencing the change in plan year for health benefits from October 1st, 2016 for employees.
Any other discussion to the motion? Ms. Edwards.
Well, and just very recently we learned that we were not only moving health providers, but we are changing the plan year from January 1st to October 1st. And I want to explore the implications of that with the human resource director and see what the plan is. If a Congress realizes we don't have enough money to change plans, or B, we go on a continuing resolution where the money presumably will be the same as last year and there won't be enough funds. Maybe there will, but I want to know what the human resources director has planned for us in that instance, because like I said, in the past our plan year started January 1st. So we went on a continuing resolution under our current health insurance plan. I think we'd have time to sort through some of these issues we might have, given that we've been told that we switched health insurance providers and that there is a sizable increase in the cost as well as a new effective date. I'm trying to understand how that might impact financially, so that Congress can knowingly make a decision about that.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Opposed, say no. Congresswoman Edwards.
I also would like to issue a subpoena. I move to issue a subpoena to Casey Johnson to appear to give testimony at a committee meeting set by the Chair of Education and for the production of the following documents to the clerk of the Osage Nation Congress pursuant to Osage law. And the documents to be produced are the same listed in the subpoena for Mary Wildcat. Do I need to read them, or can you copy them from the document I've produced?
I can copy them.
Copies can be made. Any questions?
That was pursuant to Congressman Walker's suggestion.
Any discussion to the motion? We did make a motion.
Don't have a second.
Need a second to the motion?
Second.
I have a second from Ms. Whitemore. Discussion to the motion, Ms. Pratt.
Shannon, in the monthly financials for the following on the 16th, did you include, is that all of the tutoring included? I feel like something's missing, but
I copied it out of the, I intended to copy it out of the bill that passed Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something?
Do you think? I just feel like you're missing something, because I feel like in the bill there was a larger amount for tutoring. But maybe you split it up like that. So, all right. I was just wanted to be sure.
Okay. Thank you. Acknowledging Congressman Shaw and then Congresswoman Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just wanted to make a comment during the discussion period on this motion to subpoena. My first impression of this lengthy list was this was over the edge. It's too much, more than required to process budgets. Perhaps we do have a right, but there should be a function associated with it, not just to exercise a right, but the purpose of that, or perhaps the bludgeon the executive branch with a request for an exhaustive number of documents. But I've been, after some discussion with the movement on this motion to subpoena, I'm told that if the executive branch could come up with a sizable number of these documents, of course, I think the movement would like 100%, but some reasonable representation of the information requested, perhaps this may not necessarily have to go through its complete court proceedings. I think it's really up to the executive branch, if they want to head this off without going to court, I realize they may not have any fear of going to court and are willing to see if they can prevail in court to either modify or not have to provide any information. But I think rather than have this a delayed legal action as late as the middle of October or early October, I'd like to think that the executive branch would look at seeing whether they could respond with such information without having to be commanded to by a subpoena. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Okay, thank you. Congresswoman Edwards.
I agree, Congressman Shaw, and that's my hope. I mean, I feel like, first of all, as the chair of the Education Committee, my job is to facilitate getting as much information as the committee and the Congress members might feel that they need to make good decisions. And so since early August, I've been trying to collect that information, and I haven't been successful. Maybe it's perhaps due to some fault of mine, but I feel like I've reached out and made that good faith effort and put those requests in writing and asked for meetings, and I just have not met with any results. So even as late as yesterday when we were talking about, for example, these specific items like tutoring that we need to know, how much money did we appropriate, how much money did we spend, how many people attended, was the criteria too difficult, do we need to lower the criteria, and do we need to put more money or less money? I mean, that's what I think the job of the committee is to do. It's to review financial information, review performance, review the plan, and put that all together and come up with a number that's sufficient. And I don't believe we can do that without this information. So in the absence of getting a response to informal requests, I've made this more formal, but it doesn't mean by any means that this needs to go to court. It just needs a deadline and apparently something in writing that is specific.
Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none. Congresswoman Pratt.
I prefer to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What motion are we on? Is it the motion to
Casey Johnson?
Casey Johnson, without reading it.
Right.
Okay.
Any other discussion to the motion? Congresswoman Pratt.
I guess I just wanted to follow up with Congressman Shaw and Congresswoman Edwards, and I think I have spoken for 2 days on, you know, in the hopes that we would get the information that we need, and my, I guess, dismay that we're even having this discussion of having to issue these subpoenas. But I guess at this point it is necessary, because we did, Congresswoman Whitehorn and Eli Potts, the budget analyst, worked for a while on the template that we were just adopted. Was that yesterday? We adopted it to distribute, that we agreed that all committee chairs would submit that to the, actually I think via the speaker, would submit that to the executive branch in hopes to get the answers. And it wasn't anything just, you know, out of the ordinary. It was, you know, simple questions that was asked on that template that we would all follow. Because we were told by the executive branch that we needed to ask these questions beforehand, before we got to committee, I guess. And so we're trying to make an attempt to get some of the information, because we've been refusing to give us support documentation. So the template is to go to them in hopes to get the answers to some of those questions. And the comment was made as soon as we walked out was, good luck getting that information. There's going to be a lot of blanks. So that statement was made right after we walked out of here, and it was our effort as a Congress to meet in the middle and saying, okay, we will provide this documentation beforehand. We'll try to comply with your request, please comply with ours. And so it's been made very clear that we're not going to get many answers on the template, so this is the next step. So I do support this.
Thank you. Congresswoman Bufflehead.
Well, I support it because I think that we need to get the information to make informed decisions. I, as chair of GovOps, I was under the impression when we sent the form that the speaker was going to send it to every entity that had a budget that was going to come before our committees. We do have some entities within that are providing budget and support documentation. I have spoken with the Attorney General's office and they are very willing to provide support documentation like they always have, in the spirit of transparency to the Osage people with Osage dollars. The Osage News let me know that they provided support documentation when their budget went to executive, but for whatever reason, it was not provided to us when their budget came over. But again, just like the AG's office, the Osage Nation News is also very willing to provide support documentation so that they can show the Osage people where the dollars and cents in their budget is going as well. The forms, I feel like, are a little bit redundant if someone has already supplied that information. So what I have asked them to do is if there is any question, and Congresswoman Whitehorn had suggested this, and I think it's a good idea, if there's any question on that form that is not answered within their support documentation, I ask them to fill it out, and they are willing to do that. So I think that it's really difficult for any of us to be able to cast a vote and not be aware of where this money is going. And constituents they ask all the time. So and they should. This is their money.
Any other discussion to the motion, Mr. Supernov?
I'm supporting this because an informal request hasn't worked, so I think we have to go to this extent. But looking through here, a lot of these items appear to duplicate one another, and they could be condensed to one figure. But if they don't come over with one figure, I hope some provision is made to actually filter through this information with a maybe a subcommittee, so that we don't put anyone to a lot of trouble and then not really use it like we should. I hope this is useful to us and not a waste of time for anybody. I'm voting for it.
Thank you. Any other discussion to the motion? Ms. Pratt.
So Culture is meeting, having their first meeting today because the bill's been filed for their budget. And so I would just say that I would imagine that our committee would probably follow up with a similar request on Monday, after, you know, we'll know more after speaking with the committee today. But I was just kind of throwing it out there for other committee chairs, you know, that you might want to start gathering your questions as well, to make similar requests on Monday. And I do think that, you know, it may seem exhaustive or whatever the word, that unnecessary, like Congressman Shaw stated, but I feel that it is necessary. And many of these questions that are asked, and they're not questions that they shouldn't know the answers to. It's not, I mean, that's data that they have day to day, quarter to quarter, month to month, year to year. And I think that asking those kind of questions are very necessary, because if we remember back when last year's budget session, during that question period, we in committee, we asked that's when we asked for the numbers of students attending the after-school program, and we had found out at that point that there were 17 children, I believe, for $1.3 million. And as a Congress, we had to make that decision, and it's, I understand it caused a lot of, you know, I'm not really sure what the word is, but it put some people out, but as a Congress, that's what you, that's what we are here to do, and those are the kind of decisions that we make, and sometimes they're hard, yes. But to justify $1.3 million at that time for 17 children, we just couldn't do it. And those, so these are the kinds of questions, I think, that are necessary to ask. I don't feel that this is getting down in the weeds. I think that that would, that made a big impact at that time, and it was a decision that we had to make based off of those numbers. So I think this is, these are good questions and good information to have, and this is exactly why we're asking for that. And again, there are times that we could find out that maybe 300 children are only getting $2,000 to help them. So we may want to add more. It can go either way. We're not here just to, you know, be the bad guys and cut things, because that doesn't always happen. We're also always accused of cutting things when we really didn't cut things. You know, there are times that employees, you know, talking about we can't paint this wall because Congress cut the budget, and that's just not the case. And there's also division of budgeting, so we often have to defend ourselves at times, because I believe that employees are led to believe those types of things. And but we do have the ability to add too, just like we did for the scholarship program. So these are necessary questions to ask, and I feel that we should be able to get this information, because we really do the work that it takes to look at these numbers and come up with the best decision, keeping all Osage people in mind. Thank you.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, we do add to the budget. And case in point was last year, many Congress members overwhelmingly were approached by constituents who said, what are you doing for Osage County students? Because we're not in the Tulsa area or the Oklahoma City area and have a private school to send our children to. We are happy with our children being here, but we want them to have a push in the right direction academically. And Congresswoman Edwards added, what, $120,000 extra dollars to the tutoring that is done within our public schools within the Osage County area. And so, of course, we don't, you know, you don't hear about those things. And sometimes I say, well, sometimes this can be, you know, a job where those little areas are not quite recognized or they may be overlooked. But that is a good point, that we do add dollars and cents to an area that we feel is lacking, so that we can better serve the Osage people.
Any other discussion to the motion? Hearing none, those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those opposed say no. The yeses have it. Any other business under motions and our notices? To repeat, we have government operations immediately following session. Cultural committee meeting is meeting at 12:30.
Yes, sir.
And appropriations committee is meeting at
2:00.
2:00. Any other announcements at this time? Ms. Buffalo.
Government offices immediately following session. There's only one budget on the table, and that's the Attorney General's budget. She's provided support documentation, and her budget will also be on an additional meeting, but today that's all we have.
Okay, thank you. Any other motions, notices, announcements? Hearing none.
We have to adjourn until 10 a.m. on Monday.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Those in favor of the motion signify by saying amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We are adjourned until Monday at 10:00.